It's a pity we have not yet received officially a copy of the report, but we are seeing in Reuters today that they have got a copy and they are talking about that. And we have been asking the sanctions committee to give us a copy of the report. They said, we cannot give you. So we don't know what this report is saying about.
So basically you are saying that this is a leaked report, but the report seemed to suggest that Eritrea, as some news organizations have said, seem to have reduced its support for militant group Al-Shabaab in Somalia.
Definitely, I can assure you that the purposely they have leaked to Reuters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, before Eritrea had a chance to see it. And as indicated in its July 6th press release, the group said it has found no evidence to substantiate allegations that Eritrea supplied Al-Shabaab with arms and ammunition by air in October and November 2011. Other than that, you know, definitely what they have written over there is that Eritrea has nothing to do in Somalia. We were saying all this time that Eritrea has never given any arms to Al-Shabaab, and even this time they have come to say that they haven't received any evidence regarding this. And because of this, this was the main issue that put us into sanctions 1907. If that is the case, we request that the Security Council lift the sanctions.
Well, Ambassador Desta, with this report suggesting that Eritrea is not arming any armed group, will this give Eritrea the leverage to contact other nations to lift the sanctions imposed on your country?
Well, definitely we are asking the Security Council officially now and before in written that what has been reported by the monitoring group was totally wrong and fabricated. And therefore we have been accused of fabrications and dramas. And now that the monitoring group is officially saying that it didn't find any evidence, then it is the duty of the Security Council to lift it.
So how soon will you petition the UN Security Council again to lift those sanctions, especially when you just said that officially the monitoring group suggests in its report that Eritrea or Asmara has nothing to do with supplying arms and ammunition to the militant group Al-Shabaab in Somalia?
Well, even though they say like that, with regards to Al-Shabaab, they are accusing us of so many things. And as you have seen in Reuters, he's saying that the sanctions should not be lifted because Eritrea has done a lot of other issues regarding 2% and other issues, which he will try to defend the sanction to stay.
Let me ask you this specifically, because some people are accusing Eritrea of backing rebels in Ethiopia. Is Asmara committing these acts or supporting these armed groups that aim to destabilize the country, your neighboring country, Ethiopia? Is Asmara doing that?
Asmara is not doing that, but officially Ethiopia is organizing, training, funding opposition in Eritrea, officially by expressing it in the parliament that they wanted to overthrow the government in Asmara, that they would like to do all what they can to implement what is in their mind. But nobody is reporting this, which is really very sudden. And the monitoring group, whenever we ask them that what the Ethiopians officially are doing, they don't want to cover it, and they said we are not asking about Ethiopia. But whenever they are fabricating a lot of issues about our support to Ethiopian so-called opposition.
Now, last but not the least, Ambassador Desta, now, how is the situation in the UN Security Council, and what do you think your chances are in order to be able to convince the five permanent members of the Security Council to lift these sanctions that your government has described as illegal and fabricated?
Well, we are trying our best to convince the four permanent members of the Security Council, but it's really very difficult to convince the Americans, because they are the ones who are advising the monitoring group and telling them to do whatever they are doing. So we'll see anyway, in the coming 2 weeks, we'll see what will happen.